When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Everybody, all right, class. Sorry, I am a little bit late. Just got a new bike, and just didn't plan as well. But here, and my apologies, it won't happen again.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, Brian.
Because you're pretty late, does the class still end at the same time that it was going to end?
Oh, I guess that's an all right question. No, it will end at the same time. We won't go long just in case you have another class to get to or anything like that.
I have a question.
Okay. Yeah, Brianna.
Okay, so because you're late, can we all leave early and we get A's?
No, I don't know why you would think that, Brianna.
Isn't that like a thing where if the teacher's not
15
hearing,
minutes, right?
Yeah.
15 minutes of guaranteed A for the day.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. It's kind of like the Richard Gere hamster thing. It just everybody all of a sudden thought
what?
It. And Google it later, I guess.
Last question. Last for me anyway. Since you're really sweaty and taking off like all of your over stuff, can we take off our shirts?
Yeah.
Well, you can't be shirtless, and neither will I be. Okay. No, I'm just going to have to sweat. I'm taking off some of my coat.
It looked like that's where
stuff.
You were going. You took off your coat, then your jacket, then your little tweed.
No, yeah, but I am going to keep the button up on.
Okay.
I have a question.
I'll take this, and then I have a statement to make, but go ahead.
Okay. While you're not wearing your little tweed, can I wear your little tweed?
You know what, Brian?
It's a nice tweed.
I wouldn't really mind if you did. I don't want to open the door to people wearing all my clothes so that we're ending it there. I will say it's very sweaty. That's why I took it off.
Okay. I'll put it on.
Question after your statement.
Noted. So just my statement now is that because I'm late, none of the timing or the way the class works will be changing. It's going
to
be the same exact class from here on forward.
It's going to have to change. Because you're late. That's not my question. Sorry.
Go ahead, Brianna. That's not true. But
okay. That is very true. I take AP science. Every action has a causation.
The causation and the reaction here is that I'll just go through today's lesson a little faster, and you'll have to go even faster because we've spent way too much time on these questions.
Advanced placement college class. So she's advanced for college. I hope you're understanding that.
Uh huh. So.
Thank you.
So it's like grad school level class. Is that what we're saying?
I'm getting college credit for that class.
But you're in college. Are you sure you're just not in a science class?
It's advanced placement
it's
college.
It's advanced for this college placement.
Okay.
Thank you.
She's in the top 30% of students.
Thank you.
30%.
Thank you.
I actually never understood percentiles, but I am a history teacher.
Yeah.
What was your question? And then I really want to get to this so that you can be prepared
I'm
for the exam.
I'm sure you do. Okay. And if you really wanted to, you would have been here on time. So. Why? What makes it okay for a Brian to wear your tweed? You were like kind of excited about that. What's up with that?
I just didn't care, and I'm ready to start the class. And
question: is the syllabus shot? Is the syllabus totally shot?
Yes.
From the lateness.
Of course
is
not.
Is the syllabus shot?
Of course not. It's a long semester. Shot? No, the syllabus is not shot. The syllabus is fine. It's whatever the opposite of shot is, okay?
The opposite of shot put together.
Okay, so it's put together. I think we can all for a moment agree that Brian wearing my coat looks like a little kid wearing his dad's jacket to a bar mitzvah, and it's very funny to me. And all of us.
I can kind of
like
see
really
that.
You assumed bar mitzvah there.
I do have a question now that you know, I've been going through the pocket and the tweed, and you have a lot of cigarettes.
Pocket cigarettes?
Lucy's?
Do you have Lucy's? Pocket cigarette
no
Lucy's?
No more questions about my life.
Well, oh,
It's not about your life. It's about the jacket.
And I'm a little confused because in past...
You've lost jacket privileges, Brian.
No, please don't.
Give the jacket back.
Don't let your
trip
the kid of his
That's
jacket.
Not fair.
That's
don't
not okay.
Take his other
That's
shirt off. Yeah,
that was an accident.
Oh, my gosh. All his buttons are coming up.
I thought...
Why did you button my jacket button into your shirt?
Brian, you didn't
That was an accident.
Why are you ripping it off?
All right, unbutton the cuff.
You're Lucy's. They're everywhere.
No, you're not slipping on my Lucy's like a log in a river.
Not anymore.
No, you're not.
My gosh.
Down.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm really thrown off by it being 15 later minutes than I thought it would be.
Syllabus is shot.
I'm cold.
Scene.
I'm cold.
It's the Man Dog Pod. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being here yet again. We are here with our lovely guest, but who are we? I'm Dan Lippert with my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg.
Hello, Ryan. I'm Ryan.
Hi. I reversed the intro, and I'm not blaming this for the being the reason, but our guest, Tony Charlene, was pulling up her water bottle so gingerly as if it would ruin the episode if anybody heard that she was drinking water right now. Thank you, Tony.
I was very scared. Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Good. Go ahead and have a sip. I'll introduce Ben and you can
okay,
do the water
Okay.
Unless you wanted to say something.
No. I just don't want to disturb because I know any movement will...
I think I might have scared you a little too much with that.
Yeah.
You're doing great so far. And you know who else is doing great? Another guest, Benjamin Green.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here, guys.
It's great to have you here, Ben.
Is now a good time for me to drink my water?
Sure.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to take a sip, too.
Somebody has to not be drinking because I have ice in my mouth.
And just a reminder, when I sat down... Dan said, oh, that's old water.
That is not what I said.
Yes,
that
yes.
That is not how it happened.
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't, because they were already pre-poured. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. And then they have these lovely vases, which you should make for merch and have it be like a dog.
That is a good idea.
That is a good idea.
These cost expensive, so I think they're quite, I think they might be hard to make. But go ahead, tell your version of events.
Okay, and I dare you to disagree with me. And then I was like, oh my gosh, these vases, these things that you pour from. I guess it's not a vase. So cute, and you're like, that's old water. True?
That
or
is
false?
How it happened, but that's
okay.
Different than what you said happened initially, which is when you sat down, I said the water was old.
Okay.
This water is fresh.
Fresh from? Fresh from?
The tap.
The tap?
Glacier. Glacier. Yeah, fresh is, what did we say that?
No, it's from the... No, it's refrigerator. It's filtered through my refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
It's filtered.
Right,
wouldn't know what to call that. The tap.
Wait,
the
how often do you change that filter?
I'll take that as a never.
Every time the thing goes off, which is 6 months.
Oh, good.
I will say, yes.
Wow.
The filters are expensive. Mm-hmm. They're like $60.
Okay.
And this
one. 6 months and $10 a month. Okay.
You're okay with that? Yeah, I guess it's okay.
I don't love it.
I'm
but
not
I'm okay
paying
with it,
but yeah.
Well, in
Please
a sense,
continue.
But this filter has not been changed, and the thing went off about a month ago.
Okay, so you're close.
This is what you're serving?
But you,
You're why make an argument?
You're done.
She's been cut off.
You don't get anything. Argument of like, I didn't say it was old water. And then you're like,
this water has been sitting in the room in open air for like a week now.
Okay,
that's what I was trying to communicate.
The water that comes from the fridge that the filter has not been changed in over a month, and you only have to change it every 6 months.
Oh come on. I hope you didn't use the bidet. That filter needs to be changed also.
I did not. You don't have a filter on your bidet.
I think they do have
filters. Well, then why did you drink out of it?
Because it was delicious. Wait, I have a bidet. You know, why would you have a filter?
Because the water coming out needs to be filtered. Otherwise, you're getting like LA groundwater in your ass.
Interesting.
Whoa.
Interesting. Yeah, well, what's more important, clean drinking water or clean wash water?
Why must we choose?
Both. Tap water is definitely good enough for my butt, I think.
Yeah. You're okay with that?
Well, yeah. I'd be good drinking it.
Oh, that's enough for you?
And you're okay with that? I'd be drinking it, yeah. Do you drink tap?
You're serving it to us right now, is
I drink tap.
It's not tap. Yeah, I'm totally comfortable with
it's
that.
It's through a filter that should be changed, but they give you that early time. It's like your oil change.
Yeah, they say 3,000, you could really go 5,000.
Yes.
They give you an extra 20%.
How does the water taste? Tell me if it tastes unfiltered.
I will not taste it. I will taste it.
I still think like filtered water is like a little bougie. Mm-hmm. Like tap water is sort of what, at least I feel like I deserve.
Is normal.
But you're from a city where you could drink tap water.
Where
you mean like in New York, yes. The tap water is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
Manhattan?
That tap water is better cities or better in small cities?
Say that again.
Do you think that tap water is better in big cities or better in small cities?
I think it depends on where those small cities are and big cities.
Yeah, like if it's mountain water, I'd rather have that. Like a small town, you like that water is good, you think?
Yeah, but I mean, like some states with small,
sure,
you know,
yeah, right.
Sadly,
I don't want to drink any water from Mississippi, kind of.
Yeah, I will say water from a hose. Like when I was a kid, drinking water from a hose, delicious
water. Absolutely, and you can kind of taste some of the hose. Am I
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Whatever that is, love it.
Partially because it's so cold.
Maybe, but there's just a certain taste to it that's like, yes. And maybe it's that Pavlovian sort of like, I'm playing and having fun and like, yeah. I'm hydrating for the first time. Like,
it's summer, sort of I'm like a kid.
Yeah, like totally. Maybe that's some of it, but like hose water as a kid. I haven't tried it.
I got a hose out back if we want to do that afterwards.
Honestly, yeah.
Let's have a water taste test. Regular tap, hose tap. And Dan's supposedly filtered fridge. I can't believe you're betraying.
I feel so attacked. What's terrible is the flip from how complimented I was for putting out the waters.
That was a big flip.
To now being felt, being made to feel like I was like a liar or that I'm poisoning everybody.
You were.
I think it was just a moment of confusion because there was two different qualities of water on the table. Is that the truth? Old water left out that you had warned about in what I think is a good.
Nobody had even poured the water yet.
Right.
The old water.
Well, technically, there shouldn't have been old water to pour, right?
I appreciate the honesty, honestly.
Yeah. Here's my question. If you finish your nice iced fresh water.
I'll pour.
Are you going to pour yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Now he'll pour.
Absolutely.
Now he'll pour. You
this
were
is like
pour
a murder
before.
Trial. It's like very intense.
Let the record show now he'll pour.
Now he'll pour. Now like, we can't really know what it would be.
It's, when you're under attack for something like this, you just know that you're dealing with someone else's problems.
Standards,
you know?
Yes.
It's not.
Yeah, my problem, I don't think that's unreasonable.
I had an old cup of water on my nightstand the other day, and I really needed some water.
Yeah.
And it really hurt. It almost hurt my throat.
Hurt?
Just because it was disgusting, and my mouth was already really dry.
Yeah.
So it almost tasted like metallic, or like, you know that thing? Why does old water get, is it just literal dust in there? Why does it get so gross?
I think it has something to do with it like oxidizing.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the full extent of my right. ability to explain what that means.
I like totally agree with you and have no other information to add yes. to make it righter.
So then you know this is going to be bad. By your own logic, you know this is going to be bad.
It will do what I need, which is hydrate me. And
your guests.
Give me a little oxygenation.
And satiate my parched mouth.
Yeah.
And my guests, if they choose.
Yeah. I'm going to have some more of this ice water.
Doesn't seem like they need
it. I bet you the people at home are absolutely riveted on this literal Watergate.
Yeah.
This is Watergate.
This is Watergate.
Wow.
I would be interested.
Do you, we're going to keep going on water. Do you go to a new city and Google if you can drink tap water when you're in the hotel?
Yes.
Or the Airbnb or wherever?
You do. That's a regular.
I will say it's usually after I've drinking.
You're like, is this good?
And then I'm like, is that okay actually?
Yeah.
But yes, I do.
I feel like that's how same. I do most things. I make the mistake 2, maybe 3 times and then I go, should I be doing this more?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll ask a local. I'll be like, you drink the tap water? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty water sensitive, so I think that's why this really struck a nerve for me, because I won't drink a bad water, or like even like I know certain people who I won't sell out here who like I don't like the way their cups taste.
Ooh.
Like they got dusty cup.
Uh-huh.
And I get the water pour and I'm like, ah, I can't ooh, drink really water at your house. I got to bring my own.
That's really interesting. I agree, and like. Certain cups or plastics will have a taste to them, and certain like just like mm-hmm. I prefer a glass over you know these other things. Don't worry, I'm on it, guys.
Tony's about to have to do her job that she was assigned.
Love it. Nice job. A perfect
good
execution.
Job.
That's an interesting thing. I think about this sometimes, the difference between like neat and clean. My dad, extremely neat. His house is very neat. But his dishes are all dirty.
Mm.
Even when you take them out of the dishwasher, somehow they didn't get cleaned well enough. And I don't know if it's something that he is doing or what, but the cups always need a hand rinse before I use them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But his house looks very clean because it's neat.
You think mm-hmm. it's a dishwasher issue or it's yeah. it's been a lifetime?
Quite honestly, I think he said he's using soap from the 99-cent store that he has also like watered down because he's used most of the soap.
Mm.
So he's essentially washing his dishes with
water.
So
like I'm done with the soap. I'm throwing that under the water and getting some more life out of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
That's maybe.
I'm familiar.
That's my guess.
Now, yeah. Not to get very meta about this, but have you talked to him about this, or will him listening to this episode be the first time he hears?
I've talked to him about it. I lived at his house as an adult, like in college for a little bit, and we talked about it a couple times.
Yeah.
But he'll definitely talk to me about it after hearing the episode. Sure.
Yeah. He listens to this.
Mm-hmm, he loves it.
Aww.
He'll love this story especially.
What's his
about
name?
Him, Jack.
Hi, Dad. Jack.
Yeah.
I think the 99-cent store comes with a lot of issues.
I agree. Let's talk about it.
Our first apartment, we got everything at the 99-cent store. And it's just the quality is not as good as you'd think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is a good buy and what is a thing to avoid?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like, I always tell my dad, like, you can get anything at the 99-cent store, but maybe don't get your vegetables there. Like, yeah. I just don't know if the veggies are good, but maybe they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you can afford veggies from other places.
Impossible to know.
Yeah.
I feel like, because, like, Trader Joe's, I'm pointing in the direction of a Trader Joe's, people are like, don't buy the vegetables there.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't buy their pre-made salads or anything like that. And that's, like, their whole presentation, it makes you feel... I mean, I guess like comfortable middle
fresh
class or whatever, and, yeah. essentially of like, no, it's all good here.
Right.
I'm having grape issues recently. I feel like.
Amen, brother.
Everywhere I shop, the grapes are rotted from the beginning. Mm. I feel like I can't catch a break.
I've recently got good grapes from Sprouts.
Really?
And it's not all Sprouts, but the Sprouts that I went to, but I'm with you. Do you guys try the fruits at the grocery store?
I used to get so scared when my mom would eat a grape or my dad at a grocery store beforehand.
My mom would do it and I copied it, and like, you know, pandemic, it's a little bit different, but I've gone back to like, I'll pluck a grape out, I'll do my little wash with my hands and I'll try it. Because you don't know. They could look mm-hmm. good, but be bad. And I'm not willing to
like
buy
mealy?
The grapes.
Is that what's bad? Or
I want to taste it before I buy it. And I'll buy it. And I will put on a show because people do look at me and I don't know what they're thinking. They could be thinking nothing, right? But I will like mm-hmm. be like, I'll pick it up and like really examine, thinking, like, oh.
I'm not or, just coming here to eat grapes.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Or I'll overplay and I'll be like, like I'll really like.
You see, I have a good reason to put this one back.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I'll really like play into it. But yeah, Sprouts had some good ones.
I feel like the moment I start eating store food, I'm a maniac.
The way Tony is.
So you don't try the grape.
Yeah, yes.
You don't try the grape. You just get home and go, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's
yeah.
why you're having grape issues.
Yeah.
But and then I bring it back and I
no.
say, really only for clementines at Trader Joe's recently. Mm. I brought them back because they were all rotted.
Now that's brave. Because I wouldn't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you think it's like insulting to them or what?
I don't know. Maybe just the whole process of it. But that's what I mean. Trying the fruit before you do it. But
it
yeah.
would have saved me.
It would have saved
Food
you.
Food kind of seems like you break
but
it.
But sometimes you,
bought
you
it.
Don't always get into
So for that
products.
At Trader Joe's, that would be breaking open the
thing. That's what I mean. Like you can't always do that. But I think if you ask somebody of like, hey, can I try this? I think like the produce person could do that. Or they'll give you a look. I don't know.
I would love to test the bounds of a supermarket.
How much can I taste?
Hi, excuse me. Could I get some help from somebody who's not on the cash register right now? Somebody who's
oh, yeah,
a wandering
yeah, sure.
employee
what,
or anything?
Yeah, what can I help you with?
There was something I wanted to test the quality of.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted help from an employee, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. What?
These dark chocolate-covered pretzels here, I was wondering if you could witness me opening the bag and trying one really quickly and just making sure that they're up to quality.
They're really good. They're really, really good. Those
this
are actually one of my
that?
Favorites.
This bag is?
Well, yeah. Anything that's bagged like this is sort of standardized. It's, uh-huh. it's closer to a non-perishable
Great.
Than it is to like a fruit. So we don't really do samples of these kind of things.
Okay. I appreciate it. That's a Jeff guarantee.
Beg your pardon?
Jeff, are you guaranteeing me of that?
No, I didn't say Jeff guarantee.
Okay. So could I try one?
I'm sorry to butt in.
Right off the bat,
I was happy to have a Jeff guarantee.
I'm sorry to butt in. I'm training Jeff today. And Jeff, we do give a customer guarantee.
Oh, yes,
at
right.
this store. So
sorry, this is Phil. He's
hi,
my
Phil.
Boss.
So could I call this a Phil and Jeff guarantee then, or could I just do what would be way easier and open this bag and try a dark chocolate covered pretzel? I'm guessing I'll like it, and I'm guessing it'll be up to quality.
What do we do here, Phil?
Oh, we give the Jeff and Phil guarantee.
We guarantee those pretzels. They're going to be good.
Okay.
You should buy them and take them home.
I'm happy to hear it. And I'm glad Jeff's here, and I'm glad it looks like you got rid of Rhonda because her guarantees were shit.
Rhonda was causing a huge number of issues in the store, and you'll never be seeing her again.
Wow. Wow. That was a very quick throw under the bus. What happened with Rhonda?
I'll go into detail on it later.
Okay, yeah.
We don't want lunch break.
Yeah,
well, I'm not surprised. Based on the way that she talked about the cookie butter, which I ended up bringing home, and it did have a little bit of oil on top. So I'm glad to see she's gone, and I hope that she never gets to work anywhere ever again.
Yeah, let's just say wow. she was a horrible employee and a worse wife.
Wow. Yeah, I assume you mean your wife.
To me.
Okay, well then it is your right to talk about Rhonda, I guess, however
yeah,
you feel is.
I would say I've earned it.
Well, it's hard to hear that. I got to be honest. It is just hard to hear that you guys are commiserating so negatively over Rhonda.
Well, it seems like, you know, people have patterns. And Rhonda's treatment and flippant treatment of the store's guarantee system seems like it actually happened at home as well.
That's right. There was a lot of guarantees she made to me on our wedding day. Some might call them vows.
Mm.
Oh, we cut to the vows.
Sorry, Rhonda. Rhonda will now make the her vows to Phil.
Phil.
Yes, darling.
I guarantee you're gonna love the way you look.
Oh my God, I love you so
much
today.
I'm gonna make you feel like a man.
I know you will, baby.
And when you come over in the grocery store that we both work at, I'm gonna go nuts.
Under the objections.
On
go?
Your nuts.
With what? Am I...
I'm gonna go nuts in your nuts.
Oh, baby, come here.
We're not married yet.
It's sorry, it's not time for the kiss, and it's also not time for the objection, sir.
Hold myself back.
All right, it's all right. Continue, Rhonda, unless you were done there. I couldn't tell.
I'll be done.
All right.
I have more, but I'll be done.
Whatever you want, Rhonda. It's okay.
I guarantee to you to make you feel like a woman every day.
What does that mean?
To honor the very ground you walk on at our grocery store that we both work at.
Yeah.
To kiss it.
Yeah.
And to go...
it's very conversational.
Excuse me?
I actually don't know who this is, but somebody in the wedding party is very eager to object.
We're having a conversation up here.
That should be conversational in a sense.
We're talking about a promise. We want to know about it.
Yeah, we want to hear the objection.
I don't think this is going to work out, you guys. I don't think this is going to work out.
Well,
I'm Rhonda's younger brother.
Look who
this never happens.
My brother.
How many times have you been on the altar?
On the altar? As a sacrifice? Or as a wedding? Sacrifice?
You hear
sacrifice 5 times, never went through with it. Wedding 7 times.
Very unique. I think we can all agree on that, huh, everybody?
No seconds? Okay.
So usually the objections don't come from the younger brother of the bride, but it is, and it's also still not time. But
Steve, I got to tell you, you're dead wrong about this one. I love this woman. I know she's been married a number of times, but this is going to work.
Big flex from Rhonda on the I love this woman, both arms.
Good for you, Phil. I wish you nothing but the best.
What?
I wish you nothing but the best. I just don't know how well this is going to go.
Oh, you're dead wrong on that.
She said she's going to go crazy on your nuts.
Phil, come on in here.
That looks sexy.
It looks like, there's no way to give you this news because I know it's going to be disappointing, but Rhonda has threatened a lawsuit against
what?
The corporation and for wrongful termination.
Rhonda Z or my wife, Rhonda R?
Your wife, Rhonda R, yeah. Rhonda Z's, we have not heard from, per your wife, she said she would drop the lawsuit if we would allow her to work here again.
Well, if Rhonda Z's quitting, I'm quitting too. If the other Rhonda's quitting, I'm quitting.
Look, it's okay. The Rhondas don't have to ride together. You work very well here, Rhonda, all right?
All right.
It's fine, all right? So, Jeff. Are you cool with Rhonda staying? I know you guys have had your own beef.
I will quit too. I will quit too if Rhonda Z's out of here and Rhonda O is almost out of here. I'm out of here too.
We will reunionize.
We will reunionize with the Rhondas.
Is that unionized but with an R?
It's a Rhonda
union.
It's a Rhonda union.
Please. I've gathered everybody here because there's been a lot of talk about reunionizing. And woo! I just want to talk to the employees woo! About why that woo! Would not be a couple woos and I think some roos from the Rhondas.
Hell no. Roo.
Hell no.
I don't know your demands are.
$50 minimum wage. Rooster, Astor. Rooster, Astor.
I've lost the meeting so quickly. I would like some help from some of the non-Rhonda employees here, honestly, who must think that this is a little absurd.
Yeah, Phil here. I think this is crazier than my... Shut up, all you awful Rhondas. This is what you do every time You make promises, but you can't keep them.
Let's keep it to the store stuff.
I bet you won't.
Keep the store stuff, right?
There's a lot of legitimate business complaints about the Rondas, right, Phil?
Well, I'm
just not too worried. I think they say they're going to reunite, but I don't think they're really going to do it. That's what Rondas.
You said that about the. You were all so normal when we hired you. Not, well, one of you Rondas wasn't. How did the there be multiple Rondas turn you into animals?
There's power in numbers. We're being our real selves.
Yeah.
Ronda.
See? Oh, my gosh. Folks, we do it every week, and we've done it again. Another Man Dog Pod.
I'm always surprised, but pleasantly, how fun and easy these are.
I couldn't agree
what
more.
A treat.
Thank you so much to our guests for being here, Tony.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where can people find you, and what would you like to plug? We've got Bangarang every month at UCB.
That's
Fridays.
That's true. The last of Friday of the month at UCB. If you're in town, and yeah, that's all.
Great.
Yeah.
Love it. Ben, what about you? Where can people find you on the internet, or what you got going on?
At BenGreen6 is the Instagram, and I'll plug videogale.com. It's like the first chapter of a video game I made. I want to make more chapters someday.
Cool.
When I can get my shit together.
Love it.
What is it again?
It's the story of an old woman who gets zapped into a video game.
It's love very it. Sweet.
What is it called again?
Video Gale.
Video Gale.
Like her name is Gale.
G-A-L-E.
Thank you.
And the video game is something you plug into a TV.
I was really impressed to get the website. It's video. It's like the same as videogame.com, which seems like a really good website to have gotten.
Right.
Just one letter off.
Wow.
Video Gale.
That's great. Super fun. Everybody check that out.
We will just get Tony's sip of the old water here and see how we're doing.
That's old water.
Yeah.
No, you had no idea.
Well, I'll say not a criticism. Just not a criticism.
That's true.
That's old water.
Yeah.
Folks, thanks so much for listening. We want to thank Trent and Oliver for editing all of our episodes. Casey Traylor for our wonderful theme song, and Annie Wu for our logo. Of course, all of our listeners, all of our patrons, our friends for being here today. What else, Dan?
Anything else? That's all.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks for being here, guys. What a treat.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.